Endless Senior Team Message is presented in this caregiver-centric podcast, providing an update on what's new and exciting across the campuses of Enloe Health. Hello, everyone. I'm Jolene Francis, Vice President of Philanthropy and Communications. Welcome to the April 2024 episode of Enloe's Message. Today, Mike and I are joined by two guests, our Chair of the Board of Trustees, Walt Schaefer, and immediate past Chair, Denise Adams. Walt and Denise, thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Glad you're here. Mike, I'm going to ask you to just welcome our guests and talk a little bit about what we're going to accomplish today in our podcast.
Well, you know, I don't know that it's widely known even amongst the employees that we have, let alone the community, but Enloe Health is a nonprofit private organization that is led by a governing board of trustees. Mm-hmm. And our trustees serve at no cost. It's totally voluntary, and we thought this would just be a great venue to get to know a couple of our leaders here, have them talk about why they're board members and some of the things that they deal with as a governing body.
Great. That's a good segue into my first question. So I'm just going to toss it out here and I'll ask the two of them to respond in turn. So I've always been curious, what would be your personal motivation for volunteering to help govern an organization as large and complex and regulated as Enloe Health? I mean, what is it that motivates you to do that? Denise, I'm going to start with you.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Well, as I think about this question, I think about really the honor that it is for me to serve in this way and to be able to give back to not only the organization, but to the community to make sure that Enloe Health is the continuing, ongoing, strong force of healthcare and community service in our community. So to be able to be part of that, ensuring quality care, ensuring that resources are there, is sort of the motivation. I also have to say that it's an incredible, wonderful experience to serve on the board because there's amazing people who bring such incredible talents to the work and really collaborative conversations, really different perspectives. So it's been expanding of my mind and thinking about healthcare and how we serve it, how we serve our community in through Enloe. So really, I think I would just suffice it to say it's been an honor. And I look forward to supporting Walt as he's starting in his new role on the board as well. So I'll just finish with that.
Well, thank you. Before I toss it over to Walt, though, you do have a long history with Enloe, correct?
I do. I'm an Enloe alum. Mm-hmm. I started working in the ICU in February of 1985 after graduating from Chico State and worked off and on for many, many years in the ICU, in the cardiac cath lab. I also served as a cardiac surgery coordinator for a while, worked in quality. A lot of things. I became a nurse working at Enloe Medical Center at the time, Enloe Medical Center. And I went on to do a lot of other things, but the foundation in nursing that I got at Enloe and the support that I got from my colleagues in nursing and the medical staff just set me on a really good trajectory for my career.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. So Walt, I know you also have a history with Enloe that dates back decades. So as you're answering the question about what motivates you to do the role for us voluntarily, talk a little bit about that history too.
Well, thank you for this opportunity. Let me begin by saying that this is an opportunity to kind of implement one of my core values personally, which is personal fulfillment through promoting the well-being of others. And this is an opportunity to do this at a new level in this community. I've worked at Chico State for 30 years and had that opportunity. And going back to Enloe in January 1979, I took a leave of absence from the university. The Enloe bought my salary for 2 years to start two programs, one cardiac rehab with Dr. Fred Evans, and secondly, the Stress and Health Center that I directed for several years that went on after my time for several years. So 45 years to the day, the week that I assumed the chairmanship of the board here in January is 45 years to the month, to the week that I was a contract employee with Enloe. So I've been a resident of Chico for 48 years. And, you know, I've watched Enloe both on the inside and outside, have great respect for this organization. I have great respect for the staff, the leadership. It's a great group of people. I'm also very impressed with the rigor and striving for highest possible standards of effectiveness in healthcare and in finance management and in human resources. There is a continuing commitment to improvement and to high quality. I'm also very impressed with the sense of collaboration and community within the hospital leadership and staff. I have a great deal of respect for leadership. So it's an honor to serve in this capacity and to kind of be a link between the community and Enloe Health, and to do my small part in making sure that we're fiscally sound, that our procedures and policies are sound, that we're making the best possible decisions we can make.
Thank you for that. So 45 years, so more than a couple of decades.
Yeah, a bit.
Good for you. That's great. So Mike, I'm going to ask you to interject here and talk about, you know, how does it feel as a CEO when you have new board members come on? How do you build those relationships? What's your main goal when you're orienting new board members?
Well, collectively, the board is actually my boss. And obviously, it's important that we enjoy a good, trusting relationship in order to do what's best for our community. By the time someone reaches the point where they're ready to step into a chairmanship role or a leadership role, they typically have several years under their belt as board members. And so it's usually a nice, smooth transition in leadership. And, you know, in our case, Denise has volunteered to take on even an additional year to help with that transition as Walt has assumed the chairmanship. Denise has already fulfilled the maximum number of terms that you're allowed, really, under our bylaws, which is three consecutive 3-year terms. But, you know, the board really drives the orientation to some degree. They look to us for suggestions. But, you know, it's an ongoing iterative process, even for those of us that are in the business. You know, things are constantly changing, constantly evolving. And we try to ensure through our committee structure and orientation meetings and the occasional educational conference that we all stay on top of the latest trends in the business so that we can provide the best possible service for the community.
So, Walt, I'm going to jump to you now and ask, if you had to name just one, what is the most important thing that you have learned about Enloe in your role as a trustee?
Well, what has really struck me is the commitment of board members be prepared for all of our meetings. We have many committees, and the degree of commitment and preparation strikes me. In addition to that, you know, I've been really impressed with the medical staff. Their commitment to quality and continuing improvement as individual physicians. I've also been impressed by the accountability within the medical staff. I mean, they are not just solo operators. They're part of a team, and they're accountable to each other. I have a great deal of respect for that. So those are some of the things that strike me.
Mm-hmm. Denise, what's the number one thing you've learned is in 10 years now as a trustee?
Well, 9.5
Okay. I'm jumping ahead.
You are. Thinking about this question, I immediately thought about the attention to quality, as Walt already said, specifically the Quality Summit and the grassroots attention and interest in always trying to improve processes, patient care, the work environment for employees, and that just bubbles up from everywhere, and any employee is encouraged to be part of that quality improvement process. And to see in the Enloe Park all of those posters up every year, looking at all the incredible work that has gone on is really, really, it's energizing to me. And I'm super happy that at some point with Dr. Marcia Nelson's help, we kind of went, wait a minute, there's a different way to do this. And it's been so, so successful, and so much has improved. And so for the organization to have a commitment to and consistently look to continuous quality improvement in all aspects is just impressive. Just very, very impressive.
Yeah, thank you for that. And that's a good plug, because we're in the middle of our Quality Summit process right now. So we invite everybody to come out and see all of those posters when they are up in the park.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to add one other thing, and that is I'm continually impressed through my own encounters and feedback from people in the community about the incredible warmth of, and people are just nice at Enloe. And that starts from the top. I mean, that starts from the tone that Mike Wiltermuth sets. Mm-hmm. That's part of the culture, to be gracious, to be welcoming, to be kind. And that's what we always hear in my experiences in the community and in visiting the hospital. That's what I feel when I visit as well.
Well, thank you for sharing that. I know everyone will be happy to hear that. It makes us feel good. Mm-hmm. So your primary role as a trustee is to set policy direction for the organizations. And I'm going to ask each of you from a policy perspective, what do you feel is our best opportunity for sustainability in the future?
Well, I'll try to address that. Mm-hmm. One is effective accounting within the hospital. I mean, we have an incredible team under Vice President Kevin Woodward, and the details of record keeping, accountability, they're just very diligent and very organized. And so that's kind of the foundation on which sustainability needs to rest. And the other is wise decisions moving forward about major expenditures. I mean, we have to be careful, we have to be thoughtful, and that's part of the board's responsibility, is to make sure that we make those kinds of sound decisions, and we assure that the leadership team are making decisions that they are prepared to make.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Denise, would you add anything to that?
I would just echo that. I thought of that immediately. You know, Kevin is sort of famous for saying no margin, no mission. And Enloe's mission is so important to the organization and to the community to make sure that we're providing excellent quality care to everyone who walks through the door, whatever door that happens to be across our very large service area. And the attention to fiscal responsibility, making sure that our budgets are balanced, that we're bringing in all the revenue that we can so that we can continue to be that excellent care provider with the frontline cutting edge sorts of technology that we have, the excellent medical staff and nursing staff and respiratory staff and all the patient caregivers, that we're able to provide really good salaries and really good work environments for our employees so that you know, betters the community. I agree with Walt, like fiscal responsibility is what is going to make or help Enloe continue to be sustainable and do the good work that we do in the community.
I'd like to just add another thing, and that is that the organization has to be adaptable. Mm-hmm. I mean, the environment is constantly changing. Federal regulations are changing. Reimbursement rates are changing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had the campfire. We had COVID. Those were great challenges. They're external to the organization, but we have to be fixed on our mission and our direction, at the same time flexible enough to adapt to those changing circumstances. Mm-hmm.
Which Enloe has been incredibly flexible over the past 5 or 6 years with everything that we've had going on. So,
well, that's very true. We've had to adapt to a number of different unexpected things over the last decade, for sure. So, Denise, what do you think from that 60,000 foot level where trustees do their work, setting policy and direction, what do you think are our biggest hurdles?
Well, probably continue on the fiscal thing of just making sure that our revenues are what they need to be. Also making sure that our patient care staff and all of our care staff are, that we have access to the people that we need to do the work that we need to do. And workforce shortages and gaps are really prevalent in healthcare right now. So making sure that we are a place where people want to work. And I think that just sort of all feeds into what we've all been talking about, which is the work environment, the fiscal responsibility, wanting Enloe to be a place that people are happy to come to work, that they know that the quality of care is there, and that they're going to be supported in their work along the way.
Mm-hmm. Walt, what do you think is our biggest hurdle?
Well, I think it's recruiting and maintaining a quality staff. I mean, this is a challenge for Enloe because we compete with higher rates of pay in the Bay Area, Sacramento area. We need to be sure that employees are rightfully compensated so we can attract and keep and retain quality staff all up and down the line from leadership, physicians, nurses, and all the rest of the staff. So that's a continuing challenge.
Mm-hmm. So, Mike, in your role as President and CEO, you are also a trustee. So I'm going to ask you the same question. What do you view as our biggest hurdles going forward?
Well, I think Walt and Denise summed it up very well. Obviously, there's always fiscal challenges and we have to take care of those. But I really am impressed with the position our board takes constantly to ensure that we make our money to provide good health care, not the other way around. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's really a pleasure to work for a board that leads in that way, that provides us that direction, that, you know, we look at the budget as the necessary evil. But the main reason why we're here is to meet our mission. And as Walt said and Denise said, that it starts with a great staff, with being able to recruit and retain excellent people and to provide the working conditions that are supportive to the care that we know that our staff want to provide our community.
So I'm going to ask all three of you one final question, and I'm going to start with Mike. If you could have a sit down with the entire organization at one time, what message would you want to share with them?
Well, I don't want to steal anybody's thunder, but it would just really be to let them know how much they are appreciated, not only by the leaders in the organization and our board, but by our community. We are so blessed to have the people that we have, the medical staff, the healthcare professionals that we all consider caregivers to our organization. And I hope that that means something to them, because they should be proud of the work they do.
Mm-hmm. Denise, what would your sit down look like?
I would just say thank you for those very same things. Being a nurse myself, there are days when it's hard to go to work because of what happened yesterday or what you know you're walking into today. And those days are really hard. And our patient care staff put on their shoes and their name badges and they come to work and they take care of patients, doing the best job that they can possibly do. And for them to know that we've got their back and that we're here to help support them, and that we can't even say enough how appreciative we are of everything they do every day. And all those little things that they do for one particular patient add up over time. And taking care of that one single patient and their family is so important. So, so important. So I would just give a big thank you for all that they do every day to take care of patients, to take care of one another, to be really excellent representatives of Enlo Health's picture out to the community.
Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. So Walt, I'm going to let you wrap it up here. And if you could sit down with all the staff at one time, what would you say to them?
Well, the word grateful comes to mind. And Denise has summarized very well how I feel as well about the caring, careful health care given to patients by staff from top to bottom. It's just incredibly admirable. And I'm grateful, and I know the entire community is, and I know the board is. And just one final point, and is how valuable it is for our board to include former Enlo employees like Denise and Monica Soderstrom, Carol Houston, who was chair of the board. They bring a very valuable perspective as insiders, as employees. And I'm grateful to you for your leadership and your contributions to the board.
Thank you, Walt.
Thank you all. Very well said. That's about all the time we have for today. So Denise, Walt, and Mike, thank you so much for sharing time behind the Enlo Health microphone. We appreciate you very much. And all the work and the hours that you put in helping to govern this very large and complex organization. We can't say thank you to you enough for volunteering your time. And a special thanks to all our caregivers for spending time with us and sharing this program with your colleagues and friends. We'll talk again in May when we are joined by another member of the senior team to discuss what's new and exciting around our campuses. Thank you all for your hard work and for choosing to be part of the Enlo Health team. Take care, everyone.